my father. When it's all been said and done, his completions won't complete me. I've divided me by one. I'm the answer to his riddle. I'm the caution of his wind. I'm the spoonage between tongue and teeth beneath his trembling grin. And I dare in my revision, for I dare not suffer twice. And I dare not reinvent the past, and I dare not be the Christ. And I welcome any sufferer, and I welcome any Saul, sitting in this room on wooden bench waiting for joy to call. And I suffer here alone, Lord, perturbed by my every thought. How I've tried to strip them to the bone, I've struggled and I've fought. Every jealous warped intention smuggled sewn into my genes. Every hidden mongrel tendency exploiting me and me.
Each time I put them under, but still they won't attest me. I cry through the thunder, you storm right past me. I search and I ponder, I question and wonder, I roar and I thunder, pleasing me.
I've been waiting here for what now seems the better of an hour. I raised every crippled question from the dead and given power to the absence of my sanity, the presence of a fear that lies in between forgotten dreams that pile up every year. Up above the highest testaments, down below the wooden floor, there's a gutted room, the track at noon beneath the hidden door. Deep within you'll find the attributes of every sunken man who must bang his head against the dead each day he tries to stand. And he's standing pressed against the very woman that he loves, kissing eyes and lips, embracing hips, surrendering to a touch. And just at the very moment that he touches heart to heart, she pulls from his touch, cause it's too much to mend what's torn apart.
Each time I put them under, but still